Around the NFL Podcast. Didn't invite Erica to the bachelor party.
Welcome to another edition of the Around the NFL Podcast. My name is Dan Hansis, and I am joined in a room filled with heroes, Mark Sessler, Chris Wessling, Colleen Wolf, and Greg Rosenthal. What is up, boys and girls? Hey, Dan.
Hey.
What's up? Eric, first of all, you are invited to the bachelor party.
As an afterthought.
We are leaving immediately after today's show, heading down to San Diego for Wes's big going away party. And it is a going away party in a lot of ways.
going away party.
And you are invited. You were formally invited less than 24 hours ago.
Exactly.
So don't
That's
say
cool.
that you weren't
That's
invited.
Cool that Erica was invited.
You were invited before this show.
Just moments ago.
Also invited.
I mean, the automobile is not left yet. You could literally
you could
be
drive.
A part of
come
the trip.
On, come
yeah,
on.
I have
there
plans.
Is room.
I have plans.
Oh, you're one of those people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't get asked by a certain time, you're like, even if you don't have plans, I have plans.
Well, you've been talking about
I have
about
pride, and I cannot do it.
Let's be real. Tamposi is not spending her weekend hanging out with a bunch of 40-year-old dads and a dad.
Well, you guys are
40. He doesn't
good
want
point.
He doesn't want. She doesn't want.
Speak for your own age, Brad.
Also, not a father.
Yeah.
You should feel, you know, a compliment, though, that we just kind of consider you one of the guys. Like,
well, you didn't until
you know,
I had to ask.
Just like...
But you can't ask.
No,
you can't say I'm
feminine energy coming
me.
Off you at all. You know,
get invited and then say I'm busy. It's just what are we doing at that
because
point?
You guys have been talking about it for weeks, and I was like, okay, kind of, you know, low key, a little upset that I didn't get the invite.
Ooh.
And then Wes was like, you can come.
Can I throw out a very relevant point?
Yeah.
Nobody was invited.
How are all the four of you going then?
We just talked about it. And you heard us talking about it.
I mean,
you
could have really
just. Wes doesn't have a car. We're just giving him a ride
in,
down
in
to
fairness, Wes is the least. Picky person about inviting anyone to anything.
Everybody's it's invited to everything I'm associated
welcome to
with.
Wes's
Erica
thing.
And I will send you guys a gift. Just hey, let us
I mean,
know
we'd
where
spend,
you're staying.
Yeah, we'd spend the entire weekend together as is, and Wes is simply going to San Diego, so we're going with him.
A podcast listener once flew down from Vancouver to a party I was having in California, and he was allowed to come because invites don't really matter.
I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know if I would encourage that. You know, he also came back once, and you didn't know. You know, he was in your house, so that
he was fine. No,
milling
no issues
around
at
in
all.
The kitchen.
No issue.
Colleen.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me back.
It's very good.
Oh, please.
To have you here, big show today. So yes, we're leaving immediately after the show down to San Diego. Big.
Don't look for us, by the way, if you're listening to this.
Wow.
No, I'm just being honest. Like, it is not a time for, like...
We've been honest okay. with the audience about this.
Love them. Love you if you're listening.
Go up to Wes.
Yeah.
Wes, oh, I love all comers. Everybody, let's talk to each other. But just give it to Wes. Maybe Greg. Greg wants some of it, too.
No, Greg definitely doesn't.
I just like the image of, you know, Beatlemania of, like, when we get to the gates of San Diego.
ATN.
No, I put the over-under. I put the over-under like, two human beings. Maybe one or two tops. Just check yourself.
All right. A lot coming up today. Yes, it's the return of You're the GM later today. So we're excited to do some role-playing. Also want to put it out there, you know, next week is draft week, of course. We got a lot coming up. So on Monday, we'll do our Go Get My Lunch draft props. Also, Spice Rack makes his hotly anticipated return to
Ooh.
The show. And then
Pepper
on Wednesday,
Mill.
This one.
Peppermill.
I'm really excited about this one. Announcement right here. It is the first annual Mark Sessler mock draft special. So we'll do a special Wednesday show on the eve of the NFL draft, and Mark will reveal his top 32. Pinch yourself, because it's happening.
I mean, my Tuesday, which was wide open, now includes a lot of draft research.
Mm.
I will be doing
just
it on
Tuesday? No, we need you to, during this, in San Diego, we want you away.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get you.
This is 1.0. That's
well, it's kind
right?
of like it's
yeah.
always
okay.
been a hole on the show. It's like, okay, four guys. It's an NFL podcast, but we're all adults when it becomes
right.
when it comes to the NFL draft.
No
so
more.
Finally, Mark has stepped up and filled that role.
Appreciate
He's
that.
Been
I
researching
have?
For months.
Good for
yeah,
you.
We,
okay.
The world needed another mock draft.
Will this you is, send me your notes?
This is
yeah. When they are created, they will be sent to you.
This will be the mock draft.
Okay.
Sessler.
Can I add an item to the agenda?
Yes.
Ricky, you missed perhaps the most dominant performance in the Shield softball history last night.
Play ball.
I know. It really.
What happened?
20-2 victory in five innings. Mercy rule. Mm.
It could have been about 30-0 after three, I think.
We were
holding people on the bases. I mean, it was mercy is the word.
Did you guys hit a home run? Did anyone?
Wes and I both. Wes has discovered launch angle this year and maybe some PEDs. But he's driving the ball up the gaps like I've never seen before. And I applaud this new direction.
I'm more flexible.
Do you take a shot of your inhaler before you get up to the plate?
Every time.
What's the name of the team that you vanquished?
Maybe we should bleep it out because it was a massacre.
Shameful.
It was like a major homicide.
Yeah.
Like 11 people were killed in this game.
We played Who Shot You by B.I.G. afterwards.
let me finish up the schedule. Then Thursday, after the mock draft, the round one recap on Thursday night, and then Saturday we recap the whole draft. So that's coming up next week. Big week for the show. Let's get into the news.
Hey, Seattle. We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
No.
I mean, what species was that?
Russ. I mean, is it, Colleen, tell me this.
Wait, one thing. I think you guys are missing the subtext.
What?
They just
I know. That's what why are they so, what is up?
They're going to do
Wilson
it again.
And Sierra, why are they so obsessed of letting us know that they are sexually active?
Like, they're just.
This happens all the time.
They are two very beautiful people. But, like, I don't need to be in bed with you guys to find out the news that Russell Wilson got the extension. Like, it really bothers me. I'm like, all right, this is good. Great. Good for you guys. Look at this. You got a lot of money. You got a hot wife. What else?
I don't know. It's like,
did I go too far?
To the point where, like, even the, play it again.
Hey, Seattle. We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
Like, even their voices.
The baritone?
Well, the voice is what bothers me.
Vigorous lovemaking complete.
Yeah, that's... I don't like that.
It's like, well, we don't need it.
No, the gravelly bedroom voice.
Oh, this has been a trend. Russell Wilson's been changing his voice. Bomani Jones has been talking about it for a little while, since the Pro Bowl. Like, he has been changed. He's kind of...
This code is a thing?
He's code switching back to... I don't know what... He talks about which is the real Russell, but he's definitely kind of... leaning into this, like, lower voice. And
remember his Barry White register when he sung in front
my
of
God.
The statue?
Yes.
Yeah. The happy birthday.
Have you guys ever done that? Have you guys Barry ever, White. Like, changed your voice for something?
Not to Barry White. I mean...
Is that your Barry White?
No, not at all.
We're going to later in the show, a little, you're the GM.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Voice modulation.
Well, that's for a functional segment, so...
All right. Anyway, Russell Wilson in the news. Agree to a 4-year, $140 million deal with the Seahawks, the two sides. Wilson set that deadline April 15th, and guess what? The Seahawks complied. It's a new world order where the players are in control, and they settle on a 4-year, $140 million deal, $107 million guaranteed, and includes a no-trade clause, that from Rap Sheet. At $35 million per year, the extension would make Wilson the highest-paid player in the NFL, surpassing Aaron Rodgers' deal with the Packers. Colleen, Wilson, we had heard in the ramp-up to this that maybe he wanted some type of game-changing type contract where it was connected to the salary cap, which, of course, inflates every year. None of that happened, but at the end of the day, he still gets paid like a G, and he's worth every penny ultimately.
I was actually kind of surprised when I saw that it came down that the team actually met the deadline that he had in place. Like that, I feel like a lot of times that doesn't happen, and then it kind of creates a situation, and then obviously Russell Wilson wouldn't have talked about it because that was his whole thing. But I mean, it's kind of nice that they met him with that, and look, now they can put that issue to bed.
It's smart. I mean, the agent.
Get it?
No more bed.
Get it?
No more
get
bed.
It?
Can't take it anymore.
The agent who doesn't have any other NFL clients, you know, parked there at their facility for 5 days. I mean, he was there 5 days before. They were visiting him during.
In like a Winnebago or something?
No, he was just like in an office, and they would like come down and negotiate every once in a while or trade offers. You know, what stuck out to me is, like you said, the players are kind of in control now. And then afterwards, they've really pushed almost transparently that this no trade clause being like the most important thing to them. It almost feels a little like not a PR move, but it's like been really pushed hard by Russell Wilson and the agent to kind of counteract the what was going on before any thought that he was maybe trying to get out of town, which I don't think they were too comfortable with.
That's what it comes down to. He's 30 years old. Seahawks are 75-36-1 in the regular season. 6 of 7 years they've made the playoffs. They won a Super Bowl. Should have won another one, though. Russell Wilson played a role in that not happening. He's averaged 28 touchdown passes a season. Second all-time with a pass rating north of 100. These are the guys you do not let get away. So any of the speculation, Wes, that maybe they'll trade him, maybe they want to go cheaper because that's how they built the previous Seahawks powerhouse – oh, stop it. You have a potential Hall of Famer in your building. You don't let him get out.
Yeah, I think football Twitter has taken this new tack where they decide that teams can't win Super Bowls if they pay their quarterback. So just because Julian Edelman caught a circus catch preventing Matt Ryan from winning a Super Bowl as one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. I don't buy into that for a bit. Of course, the degree of difficulty is harder when your quarterback is making 18 to 19% of the cap. But your degree of difficulty is way harder when you don't have a quarterback making that much and you have a bad quarterback.
I think both sides clearly, overtly wanted this to happen. And I love any deal that removes from our life, not just now in this offseason, into next season, but in all of next offseason and the one even potentially after, where you have potential drama of a trade to the Giants, all this other nonsense. All of that is cleared away. All those storylines, all those potentially written articles, all those debates, all those false NFL Network hits, none of them exist.
And shorter,
they have all been removed from our life.
And these shorter deals are a trend too now, like for the quarterbacks.
Makes
I think
sense.
Kirk Cousins helped it. That Russell Wilson, if he follows the track record of some of the best quarterbacks in the league, will get paid another big contract.
He might be the highest paid player in the league at 3 different points in his career.
Not bad. Yay for baseball agents. Let's move on. Josh Rosen, his career with the Cardinals, obviously in doubt. He's been quiet, although he has been taking part in voluntary workouts in Arizona. He spoke to SITV this week and had this to say about his situation.
I think when people talk about, like, you can't listen to criticism or don't ever read articles, like, you have to be aware of what's going on to a certain extent. So, like, I definitely understand the situation. I mean, it's annoying, but, like, it is what it is. Football is a business, and I definitely respect the higher-ups and their decisions.
The guy's in a very tough spot, obviously. And for what it's worth, Greg, and I know you were out of town for parts of this week, but I'm sure you are aware of what's going on the Twitterverse. Daniel Jeremiah went from being 90% certain that Kyler Murray was going to be the first overall pick on Monday to 65%. Or 60% on Tuesday, and then yesterday, Wednesday, back to 85%, just so you know.
Also, but that was based off of the Redskins' visit. So he went from 90% confidence down to 60% on Monday because of the scheduled visit that Kyler had to the Redskins. And then when Kyler canceled the visit to the Redskins, DJ's confidence
shot
right
back
up.
Thank you for the context of that.
Yeah, no problem.
I like what DJ said of don't believe anything you hear the next couple of weeks. That was the thing, you know, a week ago. So I'm going to include DJ's percentage flip-flopping in that mix.
Was that on your program here on NFL Network?
It was. That's the only
reason. How about a little plug?
I remember. Hey,
up to.
Path to the Draft. Check it out. 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
Nice.
But really on Fridays.
We'll see. Will he get traded? This could be, it could happen soon. It could not happen at all.
That kind of that stinks for him, though, too. I mean, you would think when a team gives up that much draft capital to move up and draft a quarterback, he's there, he thinks he's going to be the guy, and then all of a sudden everything changes, new head coach, and obviously Cliff Kingsbury's connections to Kyler Murray. It stinks to be in Josh Rosen's position because he thinks he's thought this whole time that he was the man, and now all of a sudden he could go anywhere.
It's good luck for SITV. They've got the this little documentary series planned or whatever it is with Josh Rosen. That's where this came from. So now people are going to tune in. A little more news.
Look at that.
Nice right. Media watch update.
On Wednesday, the NFL released its 2019 regular season schedule. So many takeaways, and I know the heroes were busy on the website. I did a write-up on the top revenge games. Greg, you did something on the hardest schedules. Mark, you did something on the easiest schedule.
Most forgiving is how they titled it.
Most forgiving.
Yeah.
Wes, does Ali Bunpari know that not to go near you when it comes to the schedule, so you didn't write anything, or did you write something?
Apparently that's the case, and I feel a little guilty about it.
You could have stopped that. You could have stopped that sentence after knows not to get near you. It's like they haven't spoken in months.
So let's just go quickly through some of the notable things. Yes, the Thursday night kickoff is Packers at Bears. This is the 100th anniversary season. These are two of the oldest franchises. So there it is. So instead, the Patriots, although they're the defending champions, will still instead play the week one Sunday night game against the Steelers. Great football game. Let's see what else is out there. Browns Jets on Monday night in week two. That'll be fun. That is a throwback to the first ever Monday night football game back in September 1970. We have London games. What are the London games, boys? Do we know?
Well, there are plenty of them, and I will begin to look them
up. All right, you look that up, and I'll tell you Thanksgiving. Bears at Lions, the early game. Bills at Cowboys, interesting. The 4:30 game, Eastern. And then Saints at Falcons, an NFC rivalry renewed for the late game on Thanksgiving.
Josh Allen, they don't have a primetime game. They're literally the only team, the Bills, that don't have a primetime game all year. But Thanksgiving's a better spot, a bigger spot. That's an interesting one to think about. Because that is the biggest day of football. It's kind of underrated. Like Bears-Lions last year, I think, was the highest-rated football game of the entire season.
Everybody watches it.
Which is almost a shame, because it was like Chase Daniel and, you know, like a 17-14 game.
It's part of the fabric of our country. Even if it's on in the background on Thanksgiving Day, it will be playing. Now we throw it to Mark, who's been doing research over there.
Not yet.
It's very easy. Just type London Games NFL.
I have found them. Here we go. Okay.
Henry's Twitter feed would have it.
Well, here we go. So it is, there are four London games. The Bears at Raiders, which is Sunday, October 6th in Tottenham, Greg's home stadium, the one he loves.
I believe it's Tottenham.
Tottenham.
But Panthers, maybe not.
Well, no, you're right. Panthers
Ghost
versus
Bears.
Bucks the following week. Bucks are Bengals-Rams later in October, and then the Texans and the Jaguars. And this time, they're hoping to make this actually happen in Mexico City. The Chiefs versus the Chargers, a Monday night game.
Right, of course, the game that got axed last year and moved back to L.A. because of field concerns, a disgraceful
which Mark predicted
scenario.
Incorrect sandwich.
Right.
Kind of.
Well, enough with kind of.
Yeah,
strike that.
Kind of.
Enough with this nonsense.
The Bucks and Panthers are in London, too, and their schedule kind of stinks for Bucks fans because the last they start with the 49ers at home, then the Panthers on the road, and then the Giants
on a Thursday night game. They get the first Thursday night game. That's their only primetime game for Cam Newton.
But then after September 22nd, they don't have a home game again until November 10th.
Right, and it's the same thing with the Raiders, where they're on the road for 7 weeks straight. And the Bucks one isn't just like you're on the road. They're on the road against the Rams and the Saints, and then London, like the two best teams from the NFC a year ago, and then you come back for a couple other tough home games in Tennessee and Seattle. Like, that's brutal.
The Eagles got screwed, too. They're the only team in the league that has three straight road games.
Yeah, but come on. They're in the NFC.
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Come on. You got a Lombardi in your case. You're in a five-year period.
Please.
You could just
playing with house money right now.
It's a house money scenario.
That still doesn't work at this point. It doesn't just reset.
Let's move on. Good schedule stuff. Yes, check out NFL.com. I think they're playing up all those articles. And, Wes, maybe it's time to sit down with Ali and just have a mano-a-mano chat about where your relationship's at.
Apparently, I didn't know it was that bad, but maybe I should.
And we talked about this today on NFL Network, Greg, and we will talk about more things on Friday. In fact, great comebacks, Marks. And I know comebacks are something that are very important to you.
Comeback Colonels with Mark Sessler. Comeback Colonels with Mark Sessler.
I forgot about this.
Comeback
what a hit.
With Mark Sessler. Comeback Colonels.
Really forgot about this
Mark
one.
Sessler.
Who wrote this, Dylan?
Comeback Colonels with
it's catchy.
Mark Sessler. Comeback Colonels with Mark Sessler. Come back.
Hey, that was the best part.
That was good.
All right, let's move on. Tom Coughlin, the Jaguars executive vice president, said Thursday that players were absent from the beginning of phase one of offseason workouts. Quote, we're close to 100% attendance, and quite frankly, all of our players should be here. I mean, he's still doing this stuff. The old military man, Tom Coughlin, Wes, you know, with the collective bargaining agreement coming up, are we going to do away with this farce of voluntary? If you have guys going on record saying, I expect you here, stop calling it voluntary.
I agree with that in principle, in theory, but the one exception I would make is Jalen Ramsey and Leonard Fournette for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They had so many issues last year with commitment, with the clubhouse, with teamwork, with chemistry. And Jalen Ramsey, I don't know what he's doing with his career, but I don't know what's going on with
him. Playing great football for the most part.
Not last year.
Played well.
I mean, he was an all-pro defensive player of the year type of candidate the year before, and last year he was average.
Well, there's no question that Leonard Fournette deserves to be in that spotlight. I just find that there's no other team I can really think of around the NFL where there is a non-coach, non-GM consistently issuing these demands.
But he
about
is the
players.
GM. Here's the I mean, like, he is what Mike Tannenbaum was in Miami, although more with like a microphone. But
I get that
he's in charge. Everyone knows Caldwell's not in charge.
Then I would say eliminate the ruse and remove this GM in waiting, or go be the coach at the same time.
Eliminate him in what way?
Remove him from the organization.
Oh, okay. I mean,
if you're going to have a false GM, like either like
a
it just seems
GM.
he's in a role,
you're the
but he wants
GM?
To be all these other roles.
New segment.
Get rid of like, come on, Coughlin, get in your lane.
He definitely isn't buying into sort of the Belichick or Parcells idea that there's one voice in the organization, because Coughlin wants to be one of the voices.
I just don't like speaking for your coach. Then obviously the coach is going to have to go answer for it too. It's like, are you on the same page?
Well,
why can't Doug Marrone say that?
Is Coughlin Marrone's boss?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, sure.
Then he could say whatever he
it
wants.
Just
the
is.
Boss.
It feels messy to me, but maybe it's an.
But
you.
Isn't this just like conditioning at this point? Like,
they're just lifting weights.
They can. I feel like it's not that big of a deal because they can work out with their own personal trainers. And then if they show up out of shape, then yeah, that's a problem.
Which otherwise. For with Fournette, it has been.
Right.
But yeah, Coughlin's gonna not
Coughlin's
be too
gonna
popular.
Coughlin.
He is
gonna Coughlin. I mean, Tom Brady is not only not at like the workouts, but doesn't go to the OTA. There are plenty of.
But it used to be like you like a player didn't have access to proper conditioning techniques back in the 80s if you weren't in the
right.
That is absolutely the opposite now. Like going right. there is just simply a check the box. I'm enthusiastic type thing.
Guys used to in the off season used to smoke a pack of cigarettes a day and work at the toll booth to make ends meet. Now they're athletes. They're year-round athletes.
Well, my issue with this is that any team that hopes to be a contender would want its best player, its best players, its team leaders to step up and be that guy. And Jalen Ramsey has not been that guy. He's been the opposite of that guy with the Jaguars.
I hear you. I just don't know because – and I don't know. Maybe you're right. I just don't know if – it makes any difference in terms of your leadership with the team, whether you're at weightlifting in April.
That's fair.
You know, those toll booth jobs pay pretty good.
Do they?
Yeah. I almost did it.
Really?
You'd be a government employee, I would imagine.
Yeah.
That's doing, a job.
Doing fine.
Yeah, because you're getting a lot of
now Easy Pass came in. And,
doing fine.
You know, it's
I
tough.
Heard that's the highest suicide rate in jobs.
No, that's air traffic controller.
No, that's dentist.
Everyone
what?
Knows that's dentist.
Yeah, I've heard dentist.
Really?
Yeah. But I've also heard
air traffic control.
Air traffic control.
Yeah, air traffic control.
Mark, can you get a Google on that?
Dentists are doing, they're doing financially well, typically. I don't know what's at the, I mean,
they're
it sounds
okay,
like a terrible
but,
job
you know, I think it's, A, it's the same thing every day, and then B, it's.
But so is
every,
every
job.
What do you think this job is?
But also, the newest list have journalists on there.
It's confronting a group of people every day who don't like being with you, that don't like
well,
to visit
that,
you, and
that checks
you're
out.
Making their lives unpleasant. Mm. Mm.
Moving on, let's take a quick spin over to the throne of ease. The Patriots tweeted out a video on Wednesday. Rob Gronkowski, the retired tight end, is seen showcasing his best batting stance with the Lombardi Trophy during the Red Sox opening day last week. And he squares up for a bunt in the video, and then he hits a ball, a pitch from Julian Edelman, and he dented the Lombardi Trophy. What a rascal.
Hey, that's the best contact the Red Sox have had all year. You know what I'm saying? Sign Gronk up. Put him in the two hole.
I am enjoying this Red Sox start, I have to say. Put him in the two hole.
I have some distressing news when you were ready.
Yes.
I looked at a CNN report, so we came to, it came from CNN. I guess you can trust it. Like, the number two hole for the worst rate for people offing themselves is arts, design, entertainment, sports, and media jobs.
What? Mm. No, it's
Makes
not.
Sense.
Behind what? Construction workers.
Wow.
I don't see dentists anywhere on this list. But
that checks out.
So it's almost maybe it's one of those urban legends.
That's
or,
not too odd.
Just I think it's
low pay, long hours, not much time off, and people don't like you.
I mean, arts, design, entertainment, sports, and media is also like a massive category of individuals, many of them failing at
what they're trying to do. I have never met a happy designer.
You're right.
Ever.
They're very disgruntled.
So Gronk dented the trophy, and I don't know. I refuse to watch the video or read any further on this, but if I'm the Patriots and you have six of them, leave the dent because it's like, oh, it's how we'll remember Gronk. He was so crazy. Don't take the dent out is what I'm saying. Leave the dent.
They're not going to take the dent out for now. They're going to leave it just, you know, and then they might fix it in the future.
He was such a wild guy. We loved him so much.
Who's that, Jason McCourty? Is that your Jason McCourty
That's
voice?
My McCourty. No, it's Devin, actually. Also, in Patriots news, they signed Demaryius Thomas to a one-year deal, the former Pro Bowl wide receiver coming off an Achilles tear in his pit stop in Houston last year. So now he reunites with Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, who's the head coach over with the Broncos during Thomas's heyday. He's 31, Greg, and like I said, coming off a very serious lower body injury. Are you expecting this man to make an impact?
No.
Or break camp with the team?
Just seems like Belichick's trying to make, you know, the degree of difficulty on this season as high as possible just so he can prove it. I mean, I hope he does as well as all these other former McDaniels players that he's brought in, like Greg Salas. And Brandon Gibson.
Greg Salas.
And Steven Jackson.
Ooh.
Please.
Tim Tebow.
I guess he drafted Thomas, so that's probably the best thing he's ever done in Denver.
Also, mentioned one retired player in Gronk, Zach Miller, another tight end, announces his retirement from the NFL. The Bears tight end suffered that gruesome knee dislocation, tore up a ton of ligaments in week 8 of the 2017 season. Bears kept him on their roster, I guess under the hopes that he could come back, but it was too much, and he's older as well. So that is definitely not – this is not a fun topic, nor is looking up suicide stuff, but one of the worst injuries I've ever seen on a football field. Is that Zach Miller? I will not be watching that.
I think the bright side to that was not every team operates – in uniform fashion when you have players that suffer these injuries. The Bears, I think they basically knew this guy will never be the same and will likely never play again, and stuck with him and continued to provide for him.
Yeah, good
through
on
his
that.
Entire. I mean, that's not every team does that, bottom line.
It's awesome. He won the Ed Block Courage Award for the team. He was around the team all year, a very popular guy.
His entire career makes Tyler Eifert seem lucky. Zach Miller was one of those guys, kind of a George Kittle-level athlete at tight end, a former quarterback, converted to tight end, and showed so much potential early in his career with the Jaguars and just got hurt every single year.
And finally in the news, so happy trails, Zach Miller. Ryan Fitzpatrick was shown in a video that went viral, jogging with his new team, the Dolphins, and seemed to be carrying a little extra in the carriage.
It's the off season.
Yeah, and he was, because Ryan Fitzpatrick is an affable fellow that everyone likes. He's a guy that you could actually, in the scrum with reporters, you could ask him about his belly, and he'll give you an answer, and a funny one. Here's what the Harvard alum had to say.
Well, I would say I'm in peak off season form. I think 2 weeks ago I was in peak off season form. You know, the thing with me is, I have 7 kids. So in January we have 3 birthdays. So we've got, you know, family birthday party, which includes cake, and then we've got friends' birthday party, which includes cake. So that's 6 times in January. We've got 3 birthdays in March: March 1st, March 6th, and March 11th. Which again, that's a tough stretch. That's cake 6 out of what is that, 10 or 11 days. And so then we've got an April birthday. So it doesn't slow down. But now that the birthdays are behind me, and I think I'm going to try to go from peak off-season form. maybe down to peak in-season form, I'll be okay.
Should be a cakewalk.
Was that you, Colleen?
You know what? I love whoever did that. I love that person.
She did a nice, that was
also,
a nice bit.
Who brought the wind chimes?
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
That was a nice touch.
So hanging from a gutter with like your aunt reading a book underneath it and drinking a big iced tea or a big Chardonnay.
Basically, yeah.
Fitz kind of reminds me of Connor Orr. He's got that deadpan,
yes.
deadpan
Good
delivery.
Call. Good yeah. call. That's what's happening in the news. This is from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Hey, guys.
Hey.
It can be a little frustrating, especially if you're in a hurry or running late, to find yourself at a railway crossing waiting for a train.
Yes.
Ooh.
Always. And if the signals are going and the train's not even there yet, you can feel a bit tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Well, don't ever. Trains are going a lot faster than you expect them to be, and they can't stop. Even if the engineer hits the brakes the right way, it can take a train over a mile to stop. By that time, what used to be your car is just a crashed hunk of metal, and what used to be you, well, better not think about that. The point is, you can't know how quickly the train will arrive. The train can't stop. Even if it sees you, the result is a disaster. If the signals are on, the train is on its way, and you just need to remember one thing. Stop. Trains can't.
It's a good message for us on our way down to San Diego.
Yeah,
trains
that's true.
Going all throughout the town. I was down there earlier this week. Almost got run over.
Solid PSA.
All right, it's time to get into it. Let the festivities begin. You're the GM. Greg, what is You're the GM? Tell our new listeners.
It is a recurring segment we've done before the draft where one general manager, played by any one of us, makes a call to another. Proposing a trade that would make some fun sense. It's got role playing. It's got laughter. It's sometimes got songs involved. It's fun for the whole family.
Laid out beautifully, Greg. Laid out so beautifully that you're going to get us going.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, hey now.
Lead off.
All right. I didn't even think who am I going to call here.
Really?
Hashtag show.
Well, I mean, no, I mean like which person here, which
got
individual.
It, got it. I'm strategy to it.
Yeah, right, I'm Jay Gruden.
Washington and, Redskins head coach, Jay Gruden.
And I'll be calling his brother, John Gruden, played by Colleen.
All right. No general managers involved here, but still we're having fun.
Johnny here. Nope. Still ringing. Hey, it's John.
John, what's going on? It's Jay Gruden here.
Oh, Jay. How you doing?
Great to talk to you, brother.
How's mom?
Well, she loves me more. You know, I think that's always been something that's bothered you, hasn't it? It's kind of why I walk through life feeling so comfortable.
Glad I'm on the opposite coast.
Let me suck that teat, you know, longer and longer.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Oh, I forgot about Jay Gruden and the teat sucking.
Oh, he does love the teat. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, God. Well done.
Good callback.
Can I
call
hang
back.
Up on you?
No, you're a lot going on with John Gruden and the Raiders these days.
Yes, there is, Jay.
A lot of rumors that you're trading a quarterback. I know you love Derek Carr, that you're too afraid to trade him, that you don't want to get blocked on Twitter. So I got a deal for you. I will trade you the number 16 pick in this draft, from our first-round pick, to move up to your first-round pick. I will throw in Josh Norman. You guys love old veterans there in Oakland. Mm-hmm. I will throw in next year's first-round pick.
Ooh.
And I will throw in all the secrets that Bruce Allen has on you that he's held over you your whole career.
Secrets?
Shoot.
He will no longer use those anymore.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, there's a lot for me to dig into there. I'm not sure what secrets Brucey has on me.
How do you think he's lasted in the NFL for 20 years, John?
What's the deal again, Jay?
The first round pick this year, Josh Norman, and next year's first to move up for us to go draft our quarterback.
To the number four spot. Okay. Well, we do have three first-rounders, and you are my brother, but you did remind me that Mom loves you more. So
that was a mistake.
Not gonna do it.
You got the Super Bowl trophy.
Just because of the mom thing?
Just because of the mom thing. Listen, you've always had a cakewalk through life, Jay, all right? It's not going to be this time. Call somebody else.
Wow. Like, don't open the call with, like, a deep human scar.
Exactly. That's the lesson.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, that is bargaining and negotiation 101. Don't start with, like, one of the, like, worst cheap shots you could take at somebody.
By the way, the Redskins have the 15th pick.
So, all right, for the rest of us, so the Redskins give up two firsts and Josh Norman to get the number four pick.
I kind of wonder. Adrian Peterson there too. But
I kind of wonder why the Raiders wouldn't think longer about that. If that's how decisions are being made, that you might
now.
Mike Mayock left out in the dark on that decision. You know, which does not seem unusual.
Well, I think these are the two guys running their teams. I think Dwayne Haskins is, like, a lot of people think he's kind of a rich man's at his best, a rich man's Andy Dalton or Kirk Cousins. Think he'd fit nicely.
If you're a rich man's Andy Dalton, you are comfortably on the right side of the Dalton line, Dalton scale.
So I think
I'll take that.
Move up to number four.
I would.
They finally have a future.
If I wasn't John Gruden in this situation, I would do it.
Who's a rich man's Andy Dalton?
I think
kind of a thought of Dwayne Haskins, kind of like a rich man's Cousins or Dalton, like that
really?
West Coast. Yeah, well, kind of that West Coast, not a high
upside.
Reminds
me of Byron Leftwich.
We'll find out if that's true.
Yeah, we'll find out. But that great timing, West Coast type of quarterback, very accurate, smart.
It sucks to hear the family squabble that get in the way of potential.
But
business.
Illuminating them.
I do think, like, Jay Gruden walks through life with a certain sort of confidence that, you know, I think his parents loved him more than John. John's got that edge on his.
I mean, he's one of the greatest arena players in history. Of course he's walking with his.
I feel like you're working with some assumptions there, but. Okay.
All right. I will go next. I will play the role of Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst.
Guti.
And I will be calling Chris Wessling in the role of Bengals general manager / owner Mike Brown.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Mikey here.
Brian Gutekunst's office, please hold. Ich komm mit dem Soundtrack. Ein paar Zeilen und das war's. Während ich schreibe für Head, schreibst du Reibe für Nacht.
What is this caterwauling?
Mit wie Tyson entschlagt. Befördern dich direkt von der Straße hinein in den Sarg. Ich schlag die Zeilen hinein in den Stein auf den Kram.
Brian Gutekunst here, what's up? Is this Mike?
This is Mike. Don't you have any Tommy Dorsey? Some big band music? What's going on with that?
We're very proud of our heritage here in Green Bay. And my parents raised me to be a good German boy. So if you have an issue with the hold music, maybe we don't need to be on the phone right now.
You called me, son.
How old are you, by the way, Mike?
83 going on 130.
All right, Mike. We don't usually do business. In fact, I'm new to this job still.
I don't do business with anyone.
I don't know if we've ever spoken before. Frankly, I don't know how I got your number. I didn't even know you had a phone. But all these
it's a
things,
rotary.
Yeah, all these things set aside. I want to do business with you, and I'll tell you why. Let's be honest. You are not going anywhere with the current roster you have. And that's not to say you're never going to go anywhere. You just need...
Who do you think you are?
This is crazy.
I am Brian Gutekunst. I am Goody.
So dismissive.
Respect Goody. I am... My team is a win-now outfit right now, okay?
I thought you were 6-9.
Yes, but that's the past. I believe with Aaron Rodgers and a new coaching staff, we are ready to get back into contention in the NFC, which means I believe... I want to add parts, and I think I need to add parts to get over the hump. Now, I look at your roster, Mike, and I see you're in the middle of nowhere. You're a man without a country right now, and that's why I want to take a certain superstar wide receiver off your hands, a man on the wrong side of 30, and with a wide receiver that has maybe two peak years left, and I know he wants to get paid and all that. Are you going to be winning a Super Bowl in the next 2 or 3 years? I don't think so.
With AJ Green on my roster, I just might.
Well, we'll see. My point is...
I need a quarterback who can win a playoff game.
You need more assets. and I need a number one receiver to, or a number two receiver to pair with Davante Adams. So this is what I'm going to offer you. Get ready. And respect me. I'm Guti. Actually, can you hold on 1 second?
Oh, wow.
Press your luck.
That felt more Mike Brownish for a minute there.
This feels like a circus from hell.
All right, I'm back. Sorry, I had to get my paperwork. All right, here we go. I am willing to give you my first pick next week. That's 12 overall. And my third, 75 overall. And, Mike, I don't know if you know, but the second and third round picks are very valuable.
Come here and sit on my knee, and I'll tell you what's valuable.
In exchange for A.J. Green and DeFour, and that's the 110.
Oh, you what? You don't. You not only want my best player, you want me to kick in another draft pick too?
Wow.
I'll await your response.
We don't do business like that.
What do you mean?
Come with a better offer. You want the best player on my team. You want me to forfeit contention. You call me a man without a country. I'm supposed to give up my team, and you want me to also throw in a draft pick on top of that?
Pass interference needed to be changed. We needed to have a look at it to fix it. We couldn't have it happen again, what happened in the Superdome. Bad job by you voting against
you it. And everyone else will rue the day you passed that law.
You, sir, are classless. But let's not end this phone call on a bad note.
Oh, why?
I mean,
why
just call them Glala.
Yeah, I take that back. I apologize, Mike. Didn't need to happen.
It's the first sign of respect you've shown me in the 10 minutes we've been on the horn together.
All right, Champ. How about you?
Champ!
Give me a counteroffer.
Whoa. All right, Chief, Ace, Goose.
What if I take that four off the board?
Okay.
Take the four off the board. My first and third for A.J. Green.
I'm going to need more than that. I think about it because some of what you say is true. Am I really going to win a Super Bowl with A.J. Green in his prime in the next couple of years? Okay, but you're asking me to give up a lot. I'm going to need the number 12, the number 75, and 2020 third-round pick on top of that.
For A.J. Green?
For A.J. Green.
Can you throw in a fifth?
No, I'm not throwing in anything. I'm throwing in the best player on my team, and I'm throwing the towel on my Super Bowl aspirations.
Oh, please, Mike. You're in fantasy land.
Hey, I want to win a title. Marvin Lewis said it a few years ago.
Do you?
I'm trying to win a title before Mike Brown leaves this earth.
You just employed Marvin Lewis for 18 years. You're telling me you're trying to win a title.
Best coach I ever had. Have you ever seen David Shula?
It's an odd friend.
Bruce Coslett.
You know what, Mike? I respect the hell out of you.
Do you, though?
I know it doesn't come out that way. I respect you so much, I'm going to take you on that offer. A first, a third, and a third in 2020. And now I got Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and A.J. Green at Lambeau. Let's fly. Thank you for doing business.
A little contentious, but business got done.
Hey, those are – you know what? When you're talking about guys in these high positions of power, there's a lot of ego involved. And that's what we saw. But they're also businessmen, and we did business.
I like it.
Good time to be a Bengals fan.
Who, by the way, what would be the fan reaction to that?
People would love it for the Packers and say the Bengals got hoodwinked.
You think so? A first and two-thirds?
Would a realistic Bengals fan have to take Goody's point of view to some degree? That where are you going with A.J. Green and Andy Dalton over the next two or three years?
It's almost as much as Odell got, and he's in his prime. And a better player.
That's true.
I don't know if I trust what Mike Brown to do anything with those picks that's going to change the team further. That's the other issue.
Well, I don't think Mike Brown's making picks anymore. I think that's a good thing.
You can make – how many picks have they made in the last 10, 20 years? How many are close to as good as A.J. Green?
Fair. Colleen, you're up.
All right, here we go. I am going to be Bruce Allen, and I'm calling Steve Keim, who will be played by Mark Sessler.
Okay.
All right.
Say it again. It is... Oh, sorry.
Bruce Allen calling Bruce? Steve Keim.
Keim. Okay.
The Keim Bomb here.
Hey, Keim Bomb.
How you
Brucey,
doing?
Baby.
Bruce.
Listen, I want Josh. We know you're taking Kyler. I feel like the jig is up, my man.
I have not... this whole media maelstrom, the idea that we're giving up Josh Rosen, I don't know where it's coming from. We are very committed to him as a player, and we're still looking at other players as well, Bruce.
So you're not open for business for Josh.
Didn't say that either, but I just don't like the presumption of you rolling in within the first 15 seconds of the call trying to, you know, push me around left and right. Steve Keimbaum does not get moved off his seat. He's weighty.
Listen, I'd like to get this done before I crush this breakfast burrito. So let's figure this out. What's it going to take to get Josh?
I mean, Josh is a first-round quarterback that we still view with that level of, you know, he, based on his potential, I don't think that we'd even give him away for what we got him last year. I want a first-round pick plus. This is a quarterback with excessive future potential.
Well,
that's where Keimbaum is starting.
There's no sense in pussyfooting around here. We'll send you our first
rounder.
Speak
to yourself.
All right? We'll send you the 15th pick. And then maybe not a second. What about a third?
Third in what year?
A third.
What year is the third occurring in?
Next year.
How about this? You throw in a fifth next year as well, and we could be talking some business.
I think this could happen. Listen, me and the wife, we're coming out to Sedona in June. We'd like to take you guys out too as well. We'll throw that in to spice
throw the
up
dinner
the deal.
In there as well. I think the deal
off, you know, the table.
I am taking the deal. I am taking the deal. This is going to put Keimbaum back in very high standing with the organization from top to bottom. It's needed.
Josh Rosen, he's a Redskin. Thank you, baby.
I think I got quite a good deal there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think Bruce Allen's going to get fired.
Yeah, I got fleeced.
I like he just started throwing in extra picks after the first round pick just for fun.
You should have kept going, see if you could get like, another first
round. I didn't want to, like, I was very happy with the haul, as they would say.
So you got a first and a fifth?
And a third.
And a third?
Future.
And dinner.
And dinner.
Fold the Redskins. Fold the whole franchise.
Rosen's value just went up from a year ago significantly. I love it.
And you know Jay Gruden does not know about it because he operates, obviously, in his own channel. So
yeah. Listen, we're desperate for a quarterback.
By the way, you could break character now. But
I have my hands in my pockets.
Did you know that there is, like, the streets talking that they may be lucky to get a three?
Yeah.
Hmm. Did anybody talk to Bruce before this phone call?
No.
There's a reason.
I mean, I think
there's a reason why Bruce Allen's going to be ranked, I think, dead last on my GM rankings, which
but
is
for real, do you think
do you think they
will get a first rounder?
No,
I don't know. Everything we're hearing is that there's just not enough interest in him, and there's no market.
I think they'd be happy at this point to get like a mid second or whatever. Mm-hmm. That would be.
I think it'll be actually a second or a third,
unless you hold on to him till someone.
I think it's a good
down.
Move. I think it's a good move.
Well, you do have a potential quarterback solution.
I don't know. I don't know about
you. Just gave up a first. No, I mean Rosen.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, cool.
Interesting.
I mean, if it works for the Redskins and he plays 8 good years, no one's going to care.
We're on fire, by the way. I don't think we had 2 deals consummated in the first 2 years that we've done this. So we are 2 for 3 right now. Wes, you're up.
And yet the first Gruden deal was the best deal on the table. Give me a break.
Well, that got soiled by some family stuff that was beyond us.
Should have called Bruce Allen, not
that went far
not
back.
Jay, not
I
John.
Actually had a Bruce Allen one, but I've got a backup.
Okay.
I am Bill Belichick. Mm. And Greg is Bucks general manager Jason Light.
Mm-hmm. I like
never
this.
Heard that man speak.
Take it anywhere you want. You know, really become the character. Give voice to it.
He's manly.
He's a masculine man. Man, Bruce Allen.
Whew. Yeah. It's rough.
Jason Light here.
Hey, Slappy. It's your old boss, Doom.
Two-thumb broken.
Oh, Mr. Belichick.
Congrats on all that arm twisting you had to do to get Bruce Arians out of retirement. Arm twisted. What a great guy, foxhole guy. I'd follow him anywhere unless I was a tight end. You know what I mean?
It's just a pleasure to hear this. The funny Belichick everyone talks about behind the scenes.
Well, you know your new coach isn't going to use O.J. Howard. Let's talk about him. This guy famously said, you know, I got no use for fullbacks. You see what he did with tight ends in Arizona? I need a replacement for Gronk. Let's get this O.J. Howard deal done. Second round pick.
So grumpy.
I know.
Second round pick this year. Third round pick. I got a couple extra of each of them. Let's do it.
Second and a third. or O.J. Howard.
So what's the offer, Bill? One second?
A second and a third this year for O.J. Howard. You've already gotten the two cheap years out of him. You gotta start paying him soon. Mm. We'll take him off your hands. I need a Gronk.
Wow, Bill. Your picks are at the end of the round. Mm. You got those compensatory picks. You got six picks in the first three rounds. O.J. Howard is a first-round pick, and he's played like a first-round pick. I want your first-round pick and your third-round pick.
Mm.
And let's be honest, why are you even trying anymore? You've accomplished everything.
Look, I get it. You drafted him. He's yours, you know, just like Ronald Jones and Aguayo. He's stuck to your name forever. I get it. But what's it going to look like when your head coach won't even use your first-round draft pick? He's a tight end. Come on. First-round pick, please.
This is going to pass out. I love this.
So you're insulting me now? I mean, that's got to get a good, better deal?
I taught you everything you know except using a second-round pick on a kicker, Light.
Yikes.
O.J. Howard's one of the best first-round picks we made. It's going to cost a first to come back. But I'll make it a first and a fourth, and I'll do the deal with a little consideration of Pink Pony, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Light. You're like Mangini. You're dead to me now. Don't ever talk to me again.
Mm. Wow.
Oofa.
There's a pattern now that any deal involving Greg does not get consummated. It ends in an angry way.
Yeah.
I thought that was a fair offer, O.J. Howard.
Would you? I would be very upset if the Patriots got O.J. Howard, who's an excellent young tight end.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah, I don't want him going anywhere near New England.
If he was like going into his second year and not his third, maybe the first round pick, but you're not getting really any – you're only getting, what, one or two more cheap years out of him before you got to pay him? I don't know. That's not worth a first
round pick. It's an all-pro talent, though, you know, beyond just the money.
First round pick seems –
he's 24 years old.
Hot. I mean, he was a first round pick, and he's great.
Right, but you've already got most of the value out of him by you having those cheap years.
I mean, you got him on there. Got him under
contract. He's in your building.
You got him under contract 3 years for the, you know, next for like $10 million.
Yeah, just
that's,
give that
that's
to
pretty
the
amazing.
Maybe there was some middle ground.
He's making
there
less. He's making less money over the next 3 years than Jesse James is. Please, I'd take him.
I mean, that's the Lions' fault.
Now, I was hoping it just didn't happen because it started to get ugly. But just the first for Howard straight up, I would have been curious who would say no in that scenario.
That's a good question.
I guess we'll never know.
The face will have to.
That's the way the game works. You're the GM.
Lost moments.
We just got breaking news. Bruce Allen's been fired. So he's been let go.
That lunch in Sedona is going to happen a lot.
Someone else is going to have to pay for it.
Sedona.
So sorry to Bruce and his family, but that's what happens. You're the GM, and sometimes on the phone, careers change in an instant. Mark Sessler, you're up.
All right, this one is from Jets payroll assistant Hal Borowitz to Patriots coach Bill Belichick, played by Dan.
I am who?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, I got to channel West.
Is he dead?
Yeah. All right.
What? What?
Hi, Bill. It's Hal Borowitz. Remember me? Former Patriots ball boy.
Oh, come on.
I'm still living in that dingy apartment you put me up in Yonkers. Bill, at 35 Pine Street.
Oh, it's right by the raceway. It's a nice spot.
That dog you and Jonathan Kraft sent me, Gorgo? Gorgo is alive and well, but I must say it's expensive to feed him, Bill. Gorgo only eats raw slabs of meat. Very expensive. And I have to go to this underground butcher shop that's only open at night. Gorgo makes me uneasy, Bill.
Sorry.
Even when I drive to work, the 61.8 miles from 35 Pine Street in Yonkers to Florham Park, I can still hear Gorgo talking to me. Gorgo has been telling me to call you, Bill. To call you up on the phone.
What's happening?
About Sam. I am in Mike Mack's office like you asked me to be.
Linda, hold on. I got to hear this out.
It's late, Bill. Mike Mack left at 4 p.m. like he always does. I am pressed for time, Bill. Gorgo is hungry, meaning I need to drive the 61.8 miles home to feed Gorgo at 35 Pine Street. He is ravenous, but first, Bill, I must do what Gorgo says. Gorgo is always talking. His barking, his incessant noise becomes words in my head. Give Sam to Bill, I hear. Give Sam to Bill, Gorgo says. All night long, Gorgo talks to me. Yonkers is evil, Bill. Why did you and Jonathan Kraft send me this animal? Why? I'm at Mike Mack's PC, ready to make the move. The terms are as followed, per Gorgo. We will send Sam Darnold to Foxborough on a Greyhound bus on May 1st. In return, New England will give the Jets a 2022 fourth-round pick and linebacker Kyle Van Noy. You will also send my friends back to me safe and sound at 35 Pine Street, like you and Jonathan Kraft promised, John Yastrzemski and Jim McNally. My fellow ball boys who have been silenced, Gorgo is asking for them. And Gorgo says the false allegations against Sam, soon to rain down in the newspapers, will make the Sam persona non grata in New York. Nobody will question the trade, Gorgo says. Are you listening, Bill?
Yes. Go on.
I'm done.
Oh. Okay. So you're going to give me Sam Darnold in exchange for a backup linebacker? And a fourth-round pick?
And our ball boys.
And the ball boys. They're dead.
No, they're not.
We buried them alive under the Mass Pike.
This is so dark.
No, they're not.
I'm not going to do it.
What?
I can't do it.
What?
I can't hurt Tom Brady's feelings. Tom would be very mad at me. Can't do it. He's got another 5 years in him easy.
How do you keep me in this position? How do you say no to this? This was my mission.
I'm really worried you're going to come find me. Linda, get the police on the phone.
I think Cags needs protection.
Gorgo will find you.
Linda, let's get out of here.
Wow. I need to know more about what's going on at 35 Pine Street.
Mm. Really blew up in Gorgo's face that he called he called Belichick, almost acting like a Jets fan, in a Jets fan's interest.
Concerning.
Not sending the Darnold away.
He just doesn't. He thinks he got a lot of. He's got a lot more Brady years in him. You know, it's just not a smart move. Van Noy is okay.
Put some respect
roster.
On Kyle Van Noy's name. Backup linebacker might have been the best player they had in the Super Bowl there on
That's
defense.
True.
Fair. Well, that's what he said. I didn't say it.
I can't believe Gorgo only eats from a butcher shop that's open in the middle of the night. That's
a bad
that
animal.
That's one of my takeaways.
It's a bad animal.
And McCagnan leaves at 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day?
Mm. I don't believe that at all. I think that man is a grinder. 22 hours a day at least. I've actually heard stories that he just like...
Does he seem that way to you?
He spends all day and there's like 1,000 coffee cups in his office. He's just... there at all times.
Well, we have a dog saying otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
We should really do, yeah. You're the GM more often.
It's every fun. Show, perhaps.
I'm just saying in the build-up to the draft, think of all the possibilities.
Pretty great.
Think of a world where, like, Mike McCagnan answers the phone, but then Charlie Casserly crashes in and...
I did have one with Chris Greer was going to call Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, let's hear it. Let's
check
hear
in
it.
On some things.
All right.
All right.
Why not?
Mark, you'll be Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ryan here.
Hey, Rye.
Fitzy.
What's up? It's Chris.
Chris who?
Greer, general manager, Miami Dolphins.
Chris, how are you?
Yeah.
Good to hear from you.
Well, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind just for a minute jumping into the fish tank with me and talking a little Dolphins football.
Let's do it.
So I saw the workout videos of you doing your running at workouts.
Been working. You know, yeah. When you sign someone like me, like I have been working.
And I saw the little scrum interview you did.
Oh, that's just to throw the media off. You know I'm grinding. Fitzy's grinding.
Just going
to
throw a couple things out there for you. Intermittent fasting. That's the thing people are into these days.
That's too. I don't operate. I mean, I'm an old school quarterback. I don't do fad diets. I do the Fitzy diet.
Paleolithic diet. That's an option.
All right. Well, I'm listening to you, but no, I'm not going to be
Atkins. Low sodium. These are all
cannot
options.
Cannot do low sodium is part of the regimen.
I'm just saying. Like, I just want to be 100% clear that you're aware that you're literally our starting quarterback.
I mean, for now, that's true. But, you know, there's months to go. I mean, I look at my body as a temple, and right now, a lot of people in the temple.
There's a lot going on in the temple.
But just, do it my way.
Just a simple check-in and say hi to the wife and the kids. But, yeah, just a reminder, you're literally our starting quarterback.
I'm going to add you into my phone. I'm sorry I had no idea who you are, and I appreciate the dieting advice from you. But, Fitzy is going to do it his own way.
All right. Just lay off the cake, all right?
Maybe.
All right. Well, it's not apparently on the radar of the front office in Miami.
Interesting.
Uh-oh. Wait, I thought that you, Chris Greer, signed him specifically, explicitly to lose
to
games and get the best pick possible. He's in great shape for that.
Yeah, that's true, but that's a popular misconception. Greer is thinking Lombardi, and people aren't aware of that. It's all
Michael Lombardi.
He's thinking about Mike Lombardi at all times.
I mean, I especially like the line from Fitzpatrick, which I don't know if he was borrowed from like an adult movie, that my body is a temple and there's a lot of people inside it right now.
A beefy man.
All right, there you go. You're the GM. Good stuff. Fun stuff.
Wow.
All right. We said it before, a lot coming up next week, so check it out. We also have our final Twitter show before it goes on some type of hiatus. So we're going to have content for you guys Monday, Twitter show, Monday podcast, Wednesday Twitter show, Wednesday Mark Sessler's first annual mock draft, Thursday and Saturday.
Busy, busy.
Whoa.
Hey now.
So make sure you check it all out. Connie, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. And great stuff.
And you'll have more network. Are you going to be in Nashville? I believe you are, right?
I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be hanging out in Nashville. I'll be on stage with Irv for nights 1 and 2.
Nice.
And
cool
then,
city.
Oh, my God. I love Nashville.
That's great.
I had like never been there until last year.
Oh, really?
I haven't
been there. I always feel like at the draft, Connie goes all out, and you always have a look that is totally foreign to how I typically see you. Last year, the hair is different. You dress different. What do we have coming?
You've made a lot of news. You've had a lot of social, viral, like the draft is Connie time.
Right. It is Connie time.
I'm basically going to be a giant sequin at the draft.
A giant sequin.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. That's something to look forward to.
Yep.
What are you doing with the hair?
I don't know yet.
Beehive?
Well, I think it's, maybe because it's
hot. Do you decide?
Yeah. So
do you decide?
I decide.
I decide.
I decide.
So if
I mean, never mind.
I know where you're going to go with that. Yeah. It's fine. If you need any other reason why to check out NFL Network coverage of the draft, Connie Fox will be a central component in it.
As a giant sequin.
Yep.
As a giant.
Which is better than being Bruce Allen.
It is.
Poor
I think
Bruce
it fits
Allen.
Me better.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
That's weird.
We are out of here. It's time to go to San Diego. Let's pile into the car, kids.
Let's do it.
It's going for a ride.
Have fun.
All right. Dan Hanza signing off for A Quiet Storm, The Mailman, Connie Fox, The Tiny Box, The Old Boss, and Ricky Holly behind the glass. Ricky, come on. We got room for you.
All right, I'm coming.
All right, let's do it. Till Monday.